Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. Good early morning. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and we're here. Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson standing by for the Fan Morning Show pre-show, which starts at 5:40, but you get me first. About the first 30, 40 minutes of this hour, just, you know, getting the takes in there, getting some early takes in, you know, easing your way into the morning. I mean, it's early. I've had people angry at me on this show call in these mornings. I'm always surprised by that because, you know, it's so early in the morning and I just try to ease you in. And, you know, Crowley very, you know, loud and very, you know, in your face. And that's what he's supposed to do because he wants to wake you up. But, you know, here at 5 in the morning, I want to wake you up, but I, you know, it's 5 in the morning, right? We want to ease into our sports talk and ease into our subject. So that's what I'm here to do for you while I'm here is kind of ease in. Let's get you into the sports day. Thursday Night Football tonight. The Penguins also play tonight. And we got a lineup of some featured games in the NFL this week that many are not looking forward to. And it starts tonight with the Carolina Panthers and the Chicago Bears, who both are just not doing too well this season. So, we'll talk a little bit about that. The primetime games this week, talk about the Steelers. How about the weather this morning as well? I want to warn you all, if you haven't gone outside yet, Crowley and I both, we talked about this before the show, we both remote started our cars. Because you look outside, and if you're looking out while the sun's still down, you'd think it's cold out. And, you know, as we are progressing into wintertime, you know, we're getting into November now, and you'd expect more cold than not. And it was cold last week. So you're looking outside, and I know the temperatures, too. The high temperatures are supposed to be around 60 degrees this entire week. And we knew that, but, like, still at 4 in the morning, 3, 4 in the morning, you're thinking, okay, well, it's going to be... It's going to be cold, right? Didn't check the temperature this morning. But I got outside and I got, like, hit with, like, it was almost hot. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is interesting. You know, and I usually wear shorts and sometimes I get that frigid chill on my legs. But, like, that didn't happen this morning. I'm, like, punched in the face with heat. And then I get in my car and the temperature gauge says 67 degrees. So I'm like, wow, okay. So if you haven't gone outside yet, I mean, and you're around the Pittsburgh area, especially around Greentree, because that's where I live, I mean, you don't even need a jacket today. Like, maybe wear shorts. If work will allow you to wear shorts, why not? Wear something comfortable, because, I mean, it's not too bad. Now, I did check the temperature, and it's kind of a backwards day today. It's supposed to get colder. It's supposed to drop into the 50s as the day progresses, and maybe even the high 40s. At some point, so I mean, if you're sensitive to temperature, maybe sensitive to cold temperatures, maybe bring a jacket. But I mean, it's not, you know, if you're getting up early this morning, it's going to be relatively hot. So just a warning there for you as we get the day started. All right, well, let's get into sports though. If you want to call and talk, you can 412-928-9370. You're welcome to call me and have a conversation. You can also tweet towards me, tag me in a post, and then write a question or a comment. And you're welcome to do so. It's at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. It's my Twitter, my X account, I guess you can call it now. And then, again, you can call me, 412-928-9370. So the Steelers play the Packers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I believe it's the final home game of this three-game stretch that they've had, and they've taken one win and one loss through these three games, and then they go play the Browns next week, next Sunday. So this is a game that the Steelers have been kind of told by fans and critics alike that they have to win. The Packers are not a seemingly put-together team right now. Still struggling from not having Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Jordan Love has really not been a clear answer for them, right? They're not having a very steady season. The Steelers are not having a steady season either, but the Steelers are 5-3. That's the difference. And Whether you like it or not, Kenny Pickett for the at least the next two or so years is going to be the guy, right? They draft him in the first round. So, you know, they're going to use him while his contract's here, and he's only a second-year quarterback. So, I mean, they've got that pretty solidified. Jordan Love for the Packers, and, you know, their situation's a little more, you know, it could come to a turnover, and they're not playing as well. This, though, for the Steelers, it's really hard to get a gauge on the Steelers as well. And I mean, other like betting experts or other insiders feel the same way. It's hard to get a gauge on what the Steelers are doing, right? You expected them after the preseason, if you were fooled, if you were drinking the Steeler Kool-Aid, you expected them to at least compete better against the 49ers, and then they didn't. And then the Cleveland Browns, who have Deshaun Watson, come to town, and the Steelers haven't lost a Monday Night Football game at home since 1990, I believe it was. I mean, that was the big storyline of that week, and the Steelers kept that streak alive. The Browns didn't win. They gave the game away. The Steelers were expected to lose to the Ravens, who are having a solid season at 7-2 so far this year, and the Steelers capitalized on several mistakes you just don't expect a team like the Ravens to make like that, and the Steelers come out with a win. So, I mean, there's just plenty of examples. Or then the Houston Texans game. You expect the Steelers to come in and play well against a young head coach and a young quarterback, and they don't. And they get 30 dropped on them, and they don't get out of the single-digit scoring tally. So it's just a weird season, and it's a weird gauge on this season. You want to believe that they can beat the Packers with some certainty. But, like, it's hard to get a feel. And this is just one of those games where, like, you expect them to win because the Packers are not put together. However, this also feels to me like, okay, they could lose just as easily if they're not totally prepared. So, I'm in a pickle right now with how to feel, as many are. I mean, I heard Chelsea Messenger on the Cook and Joe show. She's a betting insider, and she said a similar thing. She's like, "Yeah, I don't really know how to feel about this game. I don't know who to pick. You know, it's a hard pick. The Steelers are a hard pick this year." And she said the big point that stood out to me that she talked about was, she said the Steelers seem like they could grind out and beat any team in the NFL. The only problem is there are also scenarios where they could lose to any team in the NFL at any time. And right now that they're on pace to be around 500, the Mike Tomlin special, the now 9-8 special, the former 8-8 special. Like, they're just around 500 and not really, I've really been doing a whole lot in recent years, but, like, that's where they always seemingly end up. They win some surprise games. They lose some games you didn't expect. They balance out the rest of the year, and they finish toward the middle. And it's a hard gauge right now. Like, I want to believe the Steelers at home could beat a Packers team that's not all there. But then again, something nuts could happen, and the Steelers could lose. It's just a rough season. So many uncertain parts of the Steelers. I mean, you think you have a good receiving core for the Steelers, a pretty solid receiving core. I mean, I've talked to people on Twitter as well. Some people have tagged me in posts and said that I underestimate Deontay Johnson. He's just not consistent, and he doesn't make the routine plays. George Pickens, I think, is elite. I think we can all agree he's got huge amounts of talent. The only problem is that he's got an attitude problem. Seems to be frustrated with how the team operates, and the circumstances don't give him the ball. And you know, but then he doesn't make a crucial end zone catch, doesn't get his feet down properly, and doesn't get to score. and then gets upset when another teammate of his scores and the team takes the lead. It's just, there's just so many, it's just odd. It's just the Steelers have been odd this season, and it's hard to predict what's going on. And you want, again, you want to believe they can beat the Packers. I'm not so sure. They can win, but they can also lose. And that's just the terrifying part. Like, there's no fun in that, I think, at some points. Like, at least there's some fun if you know your team's not good for a season. At least you know that, right? And you're not getting your hopes up, and you're just along for the ride, right? Like, it's just fun. Let's just watch football, and let's see what happens, and let's, you know, get draft stock and put our resources together and come back next season. This, though, is difficult. I mean, there's some anticipation that you have to expect your team or have your team close to the playoffs. But at the same time, too, if you're always finishing toward the middle and you're always on the border of the playoffs, I mean, is that all that fun? Just tough season. Just tough season overall. Let me get your thoughts. 412-928-9370. I got a couple callers on the line that I'll take now. Let's start with this person. Good morning. What's your name?
Vic. What's up, Nicholas Harry Callis?
Is it Vic from Hazelwood?
Yes, sir. How you doing,
the
brother?
Return of the guy. I'm doing great now. It's good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
My man. Hey, you know what? I'm with you. I just think this is a real, real trapdoor game for the Steelers. I just feel like they're going to kind of take Green Bay lightly and kind of blow it. And you know what? Here's a fact, man, a funny fact. Do you know the only two teams to play in the Super Bowl that don't have cheerleaders?
Was it the Steelers and the Packers?
The Steelers and the Packers. They're two of only seven teams that don't have cheerleaders, and they're playing again this week. That's funny, man, because I got a cousin that tried out to be a cheerleader for the Giants, but then they just never picked up a cheerleading squad for the New York Giants. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, Vic, let me ask you this real quick, just while I'm talking about it, too. Do you like it better when you can at least have a certain expectation of your team, or do you like it more when your team is unpredictable like the Steelers have been this season?
I love it when I have more expectation because the unpredictability, man, just drives you nuts. You sit up, you can't sleep at night, you get mad at any little thing. Somebody say good morning, you're like, what's so good about it? You know, I like it more because I had an expectation that the Steelers would beat Houston, and we saw what happened there. I didn't have an expectation that they would beat San Francisco, and it happened. So, you know, I mean, it didn't happen. So it drives me nuts. The Steelers are so unpredictable, but they got, and then my man, what's his name? I don't know if he so much has an attitude. I guess being selfish is somewhat of an attitude, but he got to get himself right, man. He has so much potential
and
George Pickens. So much promise, but to get mad at a teammate because he got a touchdown and you didn't and you won the game, that's an issue. That's a real issue, and I like Pickens, but he got some issues that he needs to have dealt with.
All right, Vic, well, good talking to you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Always good to hear from Vic. Don't hear from him enough anymore, really. But that's the first time I've heard from him on this show in a while, so it's good that he's up in the morning, and I appreciate that. I still got phone lines open at 412-928-9370. You're welcome to talk to me. I got to run to a break. Yeah, just that George Pickens situation, it's just tough to maneuver. He's definitely got to be a better team guy, and I'm not saying that it's bad that he wants the football, but just how he's going about communicating that he wants the football, I think, is the biggest of problems with him. But anyway, I got to take a break. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Football season is also truck season at Sun Chevrolet. Today, high of 66, low of 45. Like I said, be careful. It's deceivingly hot out there this morning. Might be some rain earlier, but then toward the afternoon and evening, it's going to be mostly cloudy in the sky. All right, I got time for one more caller at 412-928-9370. You get the final word. What's your name?
Will.
All right, Will, what's on your mind?
It's a little weird take, but I'm curious if Kenny Pickett continues with his inconsistencies, if there'll be some talk of him taking off of his gloves. Maybe he'll be a little more accurate. It's just something I was curious about. What do you thought?
Not sure. Thanks for the call. Never thought of that. Gloves usually, especially in receivers' cases, give you more of a grip on the football. Maybe as a quarterback, you get more grip as well. Maybe you don't want as much grip as a quarterback because you have to release the ball more than try to receive it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if gloves would affect a guy or not. I did want to mention this though before I got off the air as well, because I was talking about it this morning. Many people, there are Steeler fans that I hear from have some frustration because of the way the offense has looked, which you're justified in doing that, right? You know, George Pickens throwing fits, not getting his feet down in the end zone, Deontay Johnson being hit or miss, dropping routine passes at times, but also making great plays, which is, you know, exciting and frustrating at the same time when he's inconsistent. Right? A lot of the stuff going on, you know, in that game against the Tennessee Titans, it wasn't pretty, but they came back again and won. Don't let this get lost on you. A lot of Kenny Pickett audio to go through today as well. Not from this show, but I'm sure Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson will play some clips for you. But it's, you got to remember that this team scored on its first drive of the game, got a first down for the first time. The Steelers did not go three and out in that first drive against the Tennessee Titans. Kenny Pickett talked about the team making progress and getting better. That was a good sign from them that they scored on their first drive of the game. Not only got a first down for the first time this season, but scored. They didn't go three and out. So that's the first time that that happened this season. I'm not, you know, trying to make fun of them when I said that, and I even put that on Twitter, like, you know, great, they did that. Okay, maybe I'm making fun of them a little bit when I say that, but like, they scored on their first drive of that Tennessee Titans game. So that could give you some promise as well. And maybe they are slowly getting better, and we don't like the pace at which they're getting better, and we don't like the late-game comebacks because we don't think that's sustainable, and those are all reasonable takes. But just keep that in mind. I mean, they did score on their first drive of that game against the Tennessee Titans. So if there's anything to hang your hat on, that could be it. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. I'm out of time. I won't talk to you again on this show until Monday, so until then, stay well, and we'll react to a Steelers win or loss fresh and early in the morning that Monday when they play the Packers, after they play the Packers on Sunday. But again, my name is Nicholas Harry-Callis, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.